of the phone by the peace of the time. The time go to pay my land. Oh, Louis. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadaya Srivastava Gaurapandam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri We are following the tradition, the spiritual tradition. So performing namkara, name giving ceremony, sacrifice. Vedic culture is so designed wonderful way that everything has a way it is done. How to do everything in a perfect way for perfect result. So in the beginning, samskara is done, husband and wife, before meet to purify the womb. So we can have a child that is not going to be a burden in the world, but a fortune. This thing is supposed to be done by, this thing he's doing is supposed to be done by someone else. Someone else is supposed to do this. He's supposed to sit there. Give it to someone else. Someone should. Someone should be doing that. So we're talking about how Vedic culture is very nice. Everything is well organized. Everything. Preparing for a good child, a plan, not a child, I want to be a burden. Remember the person who is planning this one. A fortune, not a misfortune. And presently in Kali Yuga, the whole responsibility lies in the hands of devotees. Because these days nobody knows about samskara. We just jump into everything and don't do anything whimsically. And the result is what we're seeing. We're getting children who don't look like a parent. Both in future, both in character. Nothing. They look different from each other. In my village, if the child doesn't look like the parents, it's a problem for the woman. Everybody will accuse her. You cannot chase. You must have met with some other man. That is why your child doesn't look like you. It's a serious issue. But these days, nobody considers all this. Whatever you can do is all right. It's okay. Either it is good or not, everything is perfect. In the Vedic culture, everything is well organized, perfectly organized. How to eat, what, how to cook, how to recreate, everything. So this is one of those purificatory activities that we should do to have an auspicious child. That is going to be a blessing for the world, not a burden, not a burden. Either for the family or the whole world. That's the purpose. The purpose of getting children is to have children that are going to help this world. And Mr. Prabhupada is very particular about this. To have the children who will take seriously to Krishna consciousness and push this movement forward. We are looking for that. We all know that to have something wonderful, we need to make sacrifice. Nothing will come so easily without sacrifice. If you want something good, you have to also work for it. So to have a divine child, a child that is going to be the fortune for the world, we need to make sacrifice. The parents have to sacrifice, perform austerity. Like Kadnamuni. Kadnamuni was ordered by his father, please procreate. He wanted to fill the world with auspicious children. Kadnamuni didn't just get a wife and just start producing children. He has to go to forest and perform severe austerity. While he was performing austerity, when his austerity became mature, he didn't come to the street to go and look for a boy or look for a girl. No. Where he was sitting, in the jungle, not in the city, in the thick forest, performing his austerity, the wife he desired in his heart came to meet him there. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, beauty of bhakti. For bhakti, you don't need to run here and there. Everything will be provided wherever you are, including Krishna himself. You don't have to go anywhere and look for Krishna. Krishna will come and meet you here. Wherever there is bhakti, that is where Krishna says. Now, I'm testing Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, Krishna is speaking to Lord Buddha. I'm not there. Don't waste your time to go and look for me in Vaikuntha. Don't go to the yogis to go and look for it. The yogis have been meditating, trying for thousands of years to capture Krishna in their hearts. He said, don't waste your time going to the yogis. Don't go there. You will find me there. Where will Krishna be found? Where my devotees are together chanting my glories. That is where they find me. Confirmed by Lord Nityananda. I have traveled to so many holy places, visiting all the temples. For a long time, everywhere I went, they were all empty. Visited temple, the deities were there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, I met all empty places. Empty. Today, yes, the profession of my pilgrimage. Because I have met the Lord of my heart. What is the abode of a devotee, of Krishna? The heart of a devotee. That's the heart. When Tananda Prabhu met the divine Krishna, Mother Vaitampuri, he said, yes, today is the perfection of my visiting holy places. Visiting holy places is not to go and see. Those holy places are called holy places, though are holy because pure devotees frequent such places. Or, in some of them, they live there. So one goes there so that you can have a chance to hear Krishna Katha. Because the Krishna lives in the heart of his devotees. The devotees, they are the abode of Krishna. To have such devotees, we need to prepare. Samskara. Purify the womb. The base of all the samskaras we have to perform is to purify the consciousness. It's the consciousness that is going to bring the kind of child we want, the consciousness. And to do this, they have to consult the spiritual master to give them the process. Chance 50 rounds. But alone,
The idea is to spend the day auspiciously so our consciousness is adjusted. Hear Bhagavatam from devotees. Hear the holy name from the devotees, association of devotees. Feed the devotees. This is a process. The devotees should be fed in such a way that they leave their house smiling. They drop happiness in their house. A child that will come is a devotee. Because the environment is suspicious, the womb is suspicious, consciousness is suspicious, the child also will be suspicious. When such a child comes, the whole world will feel it. The whole world will feel it. Before Narottam Das Thakura came, such a time I'm already calling Narottam, 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 where? Who is a devotee? Lord Chaitanya is calling. Where? Who is it? Who? What devotee is here being Narottam? Chaitanya is ready. He feeling the presence. He met the devotee. He felt the presence of Narottam Das Thakura. The pure devotee. Like all others. Yes. He was already calling the devotee. We are waiting for you. Please come. So we feel the presence of those holy personalities. And when inauspicious personalities are coming also, this one we're talking about, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaka, Hiranyakasipu. When they were coming also, their presence were felt. Cows were giving blood instead of milk. There was terrible, terrible wind. Everybody were in anxiety. So it depends on the personality we are invoking to come. For devotees, we have the responsibility to invoke devotees. More devotees, happier devotees. Politicians cannot do that. Scientists cannot do that. Academies cannot do that. Only devotees can do that. Devotees will produce devotees. So when they can't, we have to purify them as well. All the samskaras has to be done. They are in detail. Before a child could see the sun, samskara. When the child lying on the back turned to the side, samskara, mother saw that deep bodies in Krishna. Very powerful ceremony has to call all the qualified brahmanas and have the powerful festival, chant all the mantras. His grace Narottam Das Thakura is going to chant for us. Mantras. It is authorized process to purify the child, to open the ear, sacrifice, samskara. The first thing they're going to enter the child's mouth, samskara. The first day the baby is going to write something, samskara. Everything the day is going to today I'm going to Guru Kula samskara. Everything samskara. Yes, purification. When these things are done and it is compulsory, it is not an option, it is compulsory for all of us to do this. If we want to help this world, want to bring auspiciousness to the world, this samskara should be done. We should do them. It is beneficial. All of us here would like to have a child like Srila Prabhupada, is it not? Yes. We would like to have our son who would be like Prabhupada. Or this is Goswami. All of us would like to, yeah, that's Prabhupada's my child. Yes, but nobody would like to point that zero than this is my child. We want her to point to Shishupa, this is my child. In history, we don't have two Shishupa in the world. In history, look at Mahabharat, all the scripture today. No, we don't have two Shishupa. But Duryodhan, but there are so many Yudhishthira das, Arjuna das, Nakula das, Ahadev das. So many. But where did the second Shishupa? Nobody. Why? We don't want to identify with unnecessary things. We want to identify with auspicious things. But to make auspicious things happen, you require sacrifice. So marriage is a sacrifice. It is not a condemned ashram like some of us feel. It is a sacrifice. It is condemned. Only the way we are doing it, we are doing it outside the scripture. It's not them. Nobody will appreciate a wrong thing. Just like we're not appreciating the rather than stupid or cancer. Jealousy. Nobody appreciates it. But everybody appreciates it. Are you? So, for us to get great personalities, we need to make sacrifice. So today we are happy we are making a naming giving ceremony to purify our devotee who has just come. We are very happy. Prabhupada said it is our responsibility, particularly to the mother, to make sure the child that is coming becomes a devotee. Is a devotee. So we pray and wish that we will take care of this child very nicely with the help of this samskara. So this will be a good devotee. Let us help this world. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.